and about 15 pounds. That's all, one-way ticket. He wasn't coming home in his mind. He just wanted to share Jesus. 25 years of age. That's pretty brave, isn't it? As it turned out, God had other plans and he didn't stay in Canada but ended up in Australia a couple of years later. We're talking 1930, when he was about 27 years of age. And he shared Jesus in Australia on university campuses. Hands up here if anybody's been to a... Hands up here if anybody's a part of a university Christian group or has been to a university Christian conference at some point. Yeah, people who might have left uni as well, hands up. Have you been involved in university sort of Christian teaching at some point, right? So maybe half of us. Howard Guinness, under God, is a big reason for that. He shared Jesus on university campuses, Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, Adelaide, and really gave birth to these Christian groups that many of us benefit from today. But he made big sacrifices, gave up a lot to share Jesus. And Howard Guinness really believed in sacrifice, and he challenged Christians to sacrifice. Here's a quote from a book he wrote called Sacrifice. Look at this quote, a book called Sacrifice by Howard Guinness. He asks this, where are the men? Let's expand it to men and women. Where are the men and women who say no to self, who take up Christ's cross to bear it after him, who are willing to be nailed to it in college or office, home or mission field, who are willing, if need be, to bleed, to suffer, and to die on it? That was his question. Where are those people? Well, friends, I want us to look at these couple of verses in Romans, and I hope that we'll see the sense of living like that. I hope that we'll see that it's sensible to live dying for God. You see, we are to sacrifice. Have a look at verse 1 now. I've got some text up on the slides. I've just translated it with a couple of words that I think fit the Greek, the original meaning, better. So just use the screen. I urge you, therefore, brothers, because of the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a sacrifice, living holy and pleasing to God, your sensible worship. You see, we're commanded here, aren't we? To sacrifice, to present our bodies as a sacrifice. But why? Look at the first part of that verse, really important. That's the reason. I urge you, therefore, because of the mercies of God. See, this is why we're to sacrifice for God. We have received from him mercy. And that's what Romans 1 to 11 is all about. I've got a passage here in the middle of Romans, Romans chapter 12. But we've got the summary of the context, Romans 1 to 11. It's all about the mercies of God. That's what it's about. And if we know the mercies of God, we will offer ourselves as a sacrifice. Look at this verse here of Romans 5, 8. It's an example of the mercy of God. See, we were people who made ourselves God's enemies. And so we deserve God's wrath, his anger, his punishment, his judgment. But what happened to us instead? God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It's a lovely little summary verse, if you like, of the mercy of God. Jesus died, not for his friends, but for us, his enemies. This is the mercy of God. We have received it, Christian friend. We have received it. So how should we live? Well, we should live ourselves as sacrifices. That is, we should live giving up for God. And that's the next point that I want to make. This is how we're to live. It's just sensible. We're to give up or sacrifice for God. In our area of Sydney, Auburn, many people have been sacrificing recently. It's been Ramadan. And about half of the Auburn community are Muslims. In the Auburn suburb itself, about 45% of the population are Muslims. So these friends fast during daylight hours for a whole month, fast from food, even from water, while the sun is up. That's a sacrifice. God asks a bigger sacrifice of us. What does he ask? He asks that we give our bodies. He asks that we give our bodies. Go back to that verse, please, Hostie. I urge you, therefore, brothers, because of the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a sacrifice. That is, we're to give our whole selves for God. This is what he wants. This is how we're to respond now that we've received his mercy. See, we're to not give just a part of who we are, not even so much something that we have, we're to give ourselves. We're to lay down ourselves for God. This is the sacrifice that he wants. That is not just some of our time or some of our money. God wants all of our time and all of our money. He wants our very self given as a sacrifice for him. You see, we're being asked to die for God, to sacrifice for God. It's called here our sensible worship. That is, it makes sense for Christians to live dying for God, to give themselves up for God, who's had mercy on us in the Lord Jesus. So does this mean, friends, that we're to live as martyrs? We're to die physically? Is that what we can expect as Christians? That we'll be killed for being Christians? Well, I want to say maybe. Maybe. And in some parts of the world, quite likely. Take Iraq, for example, at the moment, where some Christians are paying this highest price. You may know this symbol. There it is. That symbol, that the Arabic letter N for Nazarene, which means Nazareth, or where Jesus was from. It's a symbol identifying Christians, being painted on Christian homes in Iraq as we speak, so that those homes can be targeted and Christians there killed if they don't convert to Islam. So yes, some Christians will be asked to actually physically die as a sacrifice for God, to pay that high price. But actually, we're all being asked to do that here in this passage. That is, we're actually being asked to live as martyrs, to be living sacrifices. I'll just go back to that verse again, Hostie. That one, yep. Present your bodies as a sacrifice, living. That is ongoing. We're just to continue dying for Jesus. Day in, day out, 24/7, we're to give all that we are for Jesus. And this is sensible worship. It just makes sense. God has given us his Son. Jesus, God's Son, has died for us. It makes sense for us to live dying for him. This is what God wants. So how do we do it? How do we begin to do this? Does it mean that we go to another part of the world like Howard Guinness did? Go to Canada or to China like Hudson Taylor did? Is that what it means? Or does it mean that we sell our cars and kind of give all of the money from that to the church? I mean, what are we being asked to do here? Well, we're actually not given some quick technique, some simple decision to make. No, what we're being told is the way to begin to do this is to have transformed minds. That's actually how this begins. This is how we live as sacrifices. We get changed minds. We say no to this age and yes to the new age. And I think I've got the next verse there, that one. Do not be conformed to this age. That's the negative. Don't be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind, so that you might approve what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. See, this is how we live as sacrifices. We get new minds. We say no to this age, and we say yes to Jesus and the new age that he has brought. You see, friends, we live in the overlap of the ages. Jesus' new age has burst into this age. And I've got a picture here, I think. Next one, no, next one. Go ahead, next one. No, maybe I don't. Something went wrong there. Sorry about that. Let me just describe it. We live in this age. Imagine a circle. This evil age, Paul calls it in another part of the Bible. But into this age, an overlap has come, a new age, with the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And we live in the middle. We live in the overlap of these two circles. But friends, we're to say no to this old age or this evil age, and yes to Jesus. And go back to my Parliament slide. I've got a picture of Parliament House. because the parliament of the nation sets the course, sets the direction, makes the decisions. And what I want us to see here is that our minds are, if you like, the parliament of our lives, that set the course of our lives, make the decisions and set the direction by which we live. And Jesus is to rule in the parliament of our minds. That's what we're being taught in Romans 12:2. That's how we offer ourselves as living sacrifices. We give Jesus the reins, Jesus the control. We're no longer in control. Jesus is. He is directing our minds. And so we're to fill our minds with his word so that we begin to think like he thinks. We're to fill our minds with God's word so that we begin to love what God loves and actually want what God wants. This is what we're told here. This is how we live, dying for God, dying for Jesus. Not some quick decision, not something specific, but to give God our minds. Start there so that we think his way. So this is my challenge to you, friends, as I close. Fill your minds with his word. Think like God thinks. And you'll only find it in the scriptures, in the pages of scripture. Devour them. Drink them up. And you'll be changed from the inside out, beginning with your mind. You will think how God thinks. You'll love what God loves. You'll want what God wants. And all of this will mean you will live dying for God and you'll see that it makes sense. Look again at the end of that verse. God calls this sensible worship. It makes sense to live dying for God who has been so generous for us. And if we live this way, friends, well, if Howard Guinness was to ask his question, let me put it up again. I think I've got it. There it is. Where are the men and women who say no to self, who take up Christ's cross to bear it after him, who are willing to be nailed to it in college or office, home or mission field, who are willing, if need be, to bleed, to suffer and to die on it? Well, friends, I hope that if we're asked that question, we'll be able to put up our hands and say, here I am. Here we are. Let's pray. Let me lead us. Father God, thank you for your word. And we thank you that in your word, you show us your mercy. Thank you, Father, that although we deserve your wrath, we have experienced kindness from you, grace, mercy. Thank you for the death of the Lord Jesus for us, that we might be forgiven for our sins. And Father, help us to better know your mercy, and so help us to respond in a way that is sensible, and to give our lives for you. Help us to lay down our lives as sacrifices for you. We commit our minds to you. We pray, Lord, that you, by your word and your spirit, would change our minds. And help us, Father, then to think the way you think, to love what you love and to want what you want, that we might live lives that truly worship you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.